WMFE CEO Jose Fajardo announced Friday he will be stepping down effective December 1st of this year. He's leaving 90.7 News and WMFE-FM after 16 years with the company. He started as radio programming director and served as president and CEO for the last 5 years. Jose Fajardo, nice to speak with you.
Thank you, Mark.
90.7 News just completed a successful on-air fundraiser and completed sale of the Channel 24 WMFE TV license to the University of Central Florida. What's the role in the timing of these events as related to your departure?
Well, you know, when it's never a good time to leave a company that you love, but it's also a good opportunity to leave when the company is moving in the right direction. So, instead of leaving a sinking ship, this is a ship that's in the right direction. It's going well, and things are moving along with 9.7. So why not leave at the crest of the wave instead of the crashing of the wave, so to speak?
Were there other circumstances that contributed to this announcement?
Well, you know, Mark, when I started the conversation with the WMFE Board of Trustees, really going back almost 2 years ago, about the issues that we were having with public broadcasting and public television, and began the conversation of selling Channel 24. At that moment, even 2 years ago, I told the board and communicated with the board that when we became a radio-only entity in a smaller operation, going from almost an $8 million operation to what essentially now is a $3 million operation, that they would have to consider whether or not a reorganization of the company needed to happen, including looking at the role of the CEO. My recommendation to them at that point was that they would need to start looking really for a radio station manager only. And the pay range for a radio-only station manager is somewhat out of sync with the compensation I'm making now. And so I opted to take this opportunity to step down and continue and take a new path in my career.
Were you asked to leave the company?
No, I was not asked to leave the company. We had a conversation that we've had for 2 years that we started to have again as soon as the sale was completed for Channel 24. A mutual agreement between the board and myself, a very amicable separation, and one that comes at, I think, at a critical time for 90.7.
You touched on that the now radio-centric 90.7 News does not need a highly compensated CEO, and that you understand that logic and also that the compensation of the new radio manager will be different. Can you give us a sense of what your compensation range is and what the range of a radio manager would be for a nonprofit like WMFE?
Well, you can do the research yourself, Mark, and find that yourself. But I'm not going to get into specifics of my compensation package. But I could tell you there's a significant difference of a radio-only manager and a manager as I was hired to be of a joint licensee for an $8 million operation for radio and TV.
How do you anticipate your replacement's role will differ from your responsibilities at WMFE?
Well, I don't think it will necessarily differ. I think the new incoming general manager, station manager, still has to be active in the community, be the face for 90.7, be a strong fundraiser in this community, both for on-air membership but also Cornerstone Society, our major giving program, and help with our corporate support structure, and be a strong leader. I don't see that the role will change. I think the expense will change for the position.
You held a membership spot on the board of NPR as CEO of WMFE. Will your replacement continue to hold that position?
No, I will. I will be resigning from the board of National Public Radio, and that's a position I hold as an elected member of the body of public radio. So I'm elected as a representative of public radio stations, and that's not a role assigned to WMFE. It's Jose Fajardo was elected, so I will be resigning. NPR will fill that position with another general manager from the system whenever they can.
What do you think that means then for a public radio station like WMFE, having had a member on the board of National Public Radio and then going to a position where presumably we will no longer have that?
Well, you know, there's only 15 a handful of station managers that are on the NPR board. But it has brought a lot of credibility to 90.7. It's brought some great exposure. It's given us the ability to have a face at a national level. You know, this is the second time that I served on the board at National Public Radio. So, it does provide some credibility, provide some more face time on the national environment. But it also allows us – it allowed me to, you know, as representing WMFE on the board to bring back more information and to make sure that 90.7 was a part of big projects. For example, NPR recently received a substantial grant from the Ford Foundation for advertising and marketing. $750,000 is going to be spent in four local radio markets, San Diego, Dallas, and Indianapolis, and WMFE was also chosen. And I think directly or indirectly, my role as a member of NPR board and being as active as I was helped to lead some of that to 90.7.
So what is your assessment as to where 90.7 News stands as you prepare for your departure?
Oh, I think it's at its best place it's been in a long time, Mark. You know, as you know, we're going to make your job a lot busier. We announced recently we're going to be hiring three more reporters to serve this community with in-depth news and information. So our content is going to continue to increase and get better. You know, we've added more local voices with commentators that we've added, about eight or nine voices that we've added to 90.7. Our audience is at the highest point that it's ever been for 90.7. So our audience is growing, and that's bodes very well for the work that you're doing, Mark, and the work that the station has been doing. Our on-air membership campaigns have been very successful for the last several years since we became an all-news station. So, you know, the where 90.7 is going is nowhere but up and good.
Would you have done anything different during your tenure at WMFE?
You know, I think looking back, you know, I think the big decision of selling Channel 24 was an important and the right decision for us to make. If I was to have a magic wand and go back and do it all of it again, I think we probably would have involved the community more. And I think probably the biggest stick that's been tossed at me because of that decision was we kind of did it behind the scenes and we kept it quote unquote secret when really that wasn't the intention. So perhaps more community involvement in dealing with that decision. But ultimately, that was the right decision. This community now has a stronger, much better public television station in the hands of the University of Central Florida, and we have a much stronger, more dynamic, and more local public radio station with 90.7.
What are you most proud of?
You know, I'm just so proud of this staff. It was, you know, we were faced with a lot of turmoil and obstacles these past year, 2 years. And you, Mark, and your staff continue to work forward and put out quality work. I'm proud that we got through that and have a stronger public radio station with 90.7. I'm proud that we're able to raise $200,000 in a short week of fundraising when our goal was just about $180,000. I'm proud of the image and the reputation that 90.7 has in this community, and I'm proud to leave that as my legacy.
Is there anything that you didn't get to achieve that you had hoped for?
You know, I would have liked to have been around to hire your reporters and see how that progressed. But ultimately, that really needs to be in the control of the new person. That needs to be their DNA, not my DNA. You know, I would have loved to look at a second station to add a full time over the year classical music station or AAA format station to this market. I would have loved to look an opportunity to move the organization downtown to be where all the action is. But those are all projects for the next person.
We mentioned that 90.7 just completed a successful fund drive. And I wonder, do you think, is there any concern right now that donor fatigue could be increasing as the frequency of pledge drives at WMFE have increased in recent years?
I would challenge that. I don't know if we have increased the frequency. We do a lot of smaller version of fund drives. So you'll hear is maybe a 3-day drive instead of a 14-day drive as we used to do.
But still a greater frequency.
Well, yeah, but I think they're smaller. I think they're funner. I think they feel better on the ear for our listeners. And you know, look at the results, Mark, for the last 2 years that we've done it differently, more but smaller. The results speak for themselves, and they all have been successful.
Any concern that a change in administration at WMFE could negatively impact people's enthusiasm for giving support?
Look, no. You know, people don't give because of the CEO. People give because of the content that they enjoy and value from 90.7. So I have no concerns about that. One person does not make an organization. The organization is made because of the brand and the work that you and your staff do. So I have no concerns about that at all.
Given the perspective that you have, what is your view on the state of public media, both TV and radio, right now in the U.S.?
Well, you know, public radio is strong. I think there is a unique passion for public radio in the communities that they serve. Public radio can do local better and cheaper than public television can. I think public television in this market now is stronger than it used to be because it has the backing and support of the University of Central Florida. So that gives them the ability to do more local programming, which they have done quite a bit since they've taken over that responsibility. I think federal funding is going to be an issue for public television stations. If Congress in the next year or two decides to reduce that appropriation to public broadcasting, it will have a bigger impact on public television than public radio, I believe. Public television has to deal with competition. It has to deal with an audience that is getting smaller and smaller. But I think public radio is in a great position.
In your future career, do you want to stay in public media?
Well, you know, I have time to reflect on that. I'm going well, as you mentioned, my last day is December 1st. I have a lot of accumulated vacation, so I'm going to take a lot of that time off in November and take some time to draft my next steps. First and foremost, I would love to stay in Orlando. So my goal is really to remain in Orlando. It's where my family's at. It's where my friends are at. It's where my contacts are at. But I also, you know, I love public radio, and I love being in this environment. So if I find a career path that takes me back to public broadcasting, great. But if I find a career that leads me to stay in Orlando, even better. And that's my hope.
Final thought, Jose Fajardo?
Well, you know, I guess my final thought is I'm sad to leave 90.7. This is a place I've been for 16 years, actually, here at 90.7, going on 17 years in March. But, you know, as I look back, I look back at a wonderful institution that I have loved and I have nurtured, that is in a great position today, is well-respected in this community. As I look forward to an exciting career and opportunities for me in the future.
Jose Fajardo is president and CEO of 90.7 News. He's stepping down in December. Jose, thanks very much for your time.
Absolutely. Thank you.